Radio Veritas. Your Catholic connection. Now, I'm very interested to find out. For me, the artist is always campaigning, whether for something or against something. What is the campaign with this exhibition?
I think we are not necessarily campaigning, but we're inviting the viewer to think about some of these issues perhaps a little differently, or to see how we are thinking about the issues. So I wouldn't say it's didactic. I don't think we're preaching any kind of a message, and I don't think we're lecturing, but I think we are inviting reflection and inviting consideration of some of these issues. The third artist in the exhibition with us, Natalie Field, feels very strongly about environmental issues, and she's a member of Extinction Rebellion, the South African chapter of that movement. And she has some very strong views about the ideas that you've just expressed, the idea of nature being such a holistic, powerful force. And so we're speaking a little bit on her behalf, but I know that she feels those ideas very strongly too.
What is the invitation for you?
I think I would call myself an activist artist in some sort of way, but I think when you're an activist, it's really difficult to engage somebody if you're pointing fingers, because ultimately we're all implicated in what we do and where we are in this globe at the moment. You know, as human beings, we're all implicated. So how can you invite your audience to look at your work in such a way that they might think a little bit more about climate change or might pose a question? And so I think my role is not to point fingers, but to invite discussion. And if I can do that, then I'm halfway there.
How did you find each other? Were you always sort of ladies who lunch or friends or something? How did you find each other?
We were put together by the very talented senior curator for Berman Contemporary, who is Els van Mourik. She decided that our work has a conversation, that the artwork finds connections amongst themselves, really, and that there's a coherence in the collection of artwork together. So we found ourselves that way for this exhibition.
And for the last exhibition, which was in London at the Stark Art Fair. So the three of us went over for that as well, which was also a very lovely learning curve from my perspective.
Well, this is just absolutely fascinating for me, because it's a very important conversation. And I love what you said when you say we're not necessarily campaigning, because you're not pontificating, you're not pushing a particular your view, but you just want people to consider, to just take time to consider some elements in this discussion that perhaps might have been blind, they might have been blind to. I think that's very important in having authentic conversations, which leads to what you were saying when you were saying that you recognize that we're all somehow, we've all created this somehow. And the artist or the whoever can easily say, you know, the world must change and all of that, and not see that in some way we've been part of part of the problem. So far, how long has it then taken you to put this work together? Was it a commissioning particular? Did you have a sort of working day and everybody went off and came back, or it was working with the work that was already there and building from there?
Oh, yes. This is a long journey. It's been a long journey, I think, finding what was important for me to work with. But having been in farming and working on the land and being depleted of water for a long period of time, that started my sort of journey into looking at the environment. But I think even putting a body of work together, it's not a five-minute process. I've been changing when working from cot to copper to working with the coal. And that in itself has been a long process. Thought and contemplation, it doesn't just happen. There's not this magical moment that, aha, yes, those moments happen, but you have to have this thought and the seriousness of the engagement with that thought beforehand for those moments to happen, so that you kind of work towards an end point, but not necessarily defining it as one moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can add to that by answering your question a little more directly. We all had existing bodies of work that were chosen for the London exhibition 2 months ago. And then we were asked to make extra work, additional work for this exhibition. Mm. So there's a little bit of old and new, and not so very old either. Fairly, you know, it's all relatively recent work in all our practices that's now on the show that's opening on Sunday.
Let's talk about reception. Let's talk a bit about first the London reception. I know the art scene there is just, but I used to live up there on the King's Road, so I used to walk down to the Saatchi Gallery almost every day, as if I would find something new. But you were able to do that because it's a cultural city. There's small, big, medium, whatever art galleries there. But also there seems to be an opening. I've been following a South African artist, Giggs Khole, recently a lot, and he's had a residency of sorts in Paris, in London, did an amazing exhibition, and I thought to myself, what are we missing here in South Africa? We've got amazing galleries, we've got amazing art. I mean, amazing artists, but somehow, why are we not getting the kind of foot, you know, traffic that we need in order to facilitate these kinds of conversations that we have? But before we answer that question, I want us to talk about reception. What did they think?
We had a very warm and encouraging reception for our booth at the art fair. It was considered to be well curated and beautifully put together. The three bodies of work looked lovely together. There was a sympathy between the colors and the mediums we had chosen and how it was displayed. So it looked very good. The lighting was lovely. The building itself, as you know, is beautiful. The Saatchi Gallery is a typical white cube.
Yes.
It's a beautiful place to exhibit. So that in itself was a great privilege to be in a building and associated with a gallery like that.
I think I enjoyed engaging with the visitor because you know, as an artist, you're kind of isolated in your own space. But when you are in a public space, you then start discussing things. And watching people's reactions to your work is what fascinates me. And being engaged and how they're engaging, and that I find great fun and humorous in a lot of ways as well. I had a display of fine copper granules, just, you know, powder. It's almost like a powder, and you dig your fingers in there and you fiddle with it. But because art's such a sort of sterile place, you're not supposed to touch everything. You know, my first response would say, "You can touch," and they'd be like, "Oh, really? Oh, wow, I can touch!" And then they'd start digging their fingers in it, and especially obviously children. So yeah, trying to shift that perspective of art being this, you know, particular place and trying to play with that a little bit as well. So it was good fun.
How do we then move this arts education, arts exposure, from what seems to be a very elite milieu to something that is quite embracing and open and all of that, which, I mean, you think somebody living 100 years ago probably lived artfully. Chairs were made by hand, things, stuff was being done. And so art was very much part of their lives. But now the opposite is also true, that there could be people, there could be children or anybody who is not exposed to art or even the arts. And what is the implication of that person? What kind of person are we creating? And I link this question with the talk I was talking about in terms of foot traffic. When you have these kinds of exhibitions which are trying to begin important conversations, what is the response? Who is responding?
Well, in a way, that's one of the benefits of having Berman Contemporary, the Candace Berman Gallery, in a shopping centre area where there is a lot of foot traffic and people are coming there for other reasons, and it doesn't feel like an exclusive place. In fact, the gallery has such a lot of people popping in and wanting to see what's happening. Mm. It's been a very good position for exhibitions and for exposure of work. So hopefully that is an encouraging point, that nobody feels like they're going into a forbidding space, that they feel like it's a welcoming space. And I know that the plans are to put the couches outside on the pavement and make it feel like a bit of a celebration. Yeah. So hopefully it'll be even more welcoming and invite people in who might not otherwise have ventured inside.
Yeah. I must say, it's a very shallow thing to say, but I always love going to sort of exhibition openings and previews, all of that. There's always good wine. There's always good wine going around. And that's a very good tool, you know. There's decisions to be made about whether I'm buying or not.
But sadly, ours is opening in the morning, 11 o'clock. So they
Well, 11 o'clock is just 1 hour from 12. But
We'll offer you coffee and cake.
Okay. Radio Veritas. Your Catholic Connection.